Well, as you know, I receive a lot of funnies thanks to some of you and thanks to some other folks. And I praise God that you filter them before you send them my way. But a couple things that I thought were funny and yet dealt with this morning's sermon. The children of a prominent family decided to give their father a book of the family's history for a birthday present. They commissioned a professional biography to do the work, carefully warning him of the family's black sheep problem. Uncle George had been executed in the electric chair for murder. The biographer assured the children, "I can handle the situation so that there will be no embarrassment. I'll merely say that Uncle George occupied a chair of applied electronics in an important government institution. He was attached to his position by the strongest of ties, and his death came as a real shock." Another one, a little boy asked his mother where he came from and also where she had come from as a baby. His mother gave him a story about a beautiful white feathered bird. The boy ran into the next room and asked his grandmother the same question and received a variation of the bird's story. He then ran outside to his playmate and said, "You know, there hasn't been a normal birth in our family for 3 generations. Normal births and covering up the family black sheep. I wonder if Jesus ever felt that way. Abraham to Jesus, a proud lineage. If you'd get out your sermon notes this morning, which actually has our scripture on it, and then if you want to take notes on the back, you're more than welcome to. Grab a pen or a pencil, and we'll be going through that scripture this morning. Now, I bet most of you are thinking, "Eric, what in the world are you thinking doing that scripture this morning? Or why in the world did you pick that scripture?" Well, I really am kind of excited to teach you about this scripture because there's pretty life-changing things involved in these folks that are lifted up. So, as they say, hold on to your saddles this morning. If you don't think God is able to work in your life because you or your family or your family's previous generations are too messed up, make sure you listen up. If you think you failed one too many times and God has given up on you, then pay attention. If you think you're the last person on earth that God would use for God's purposes because you're not good enough, then stick to the words of this sermon like super glue sticks to your fingers, because we're going to learn what Advent and this Christmas is all about. Now, I have to know, how many have ever heard this scripture read in worship? You mean I am the first? I am honored. I really am. No, just kidding. How many have ever heard this sermon preached on? Either on the radio or something like that? Anyone? Well, this is probably one of, for good reason, this is probably one of the most overlooked portions of the New Testament. And it is an interesting thing. One thing that I love about the Bible is there are so many things that we just read over. And whenever we stop and dig just a little deeper, we find some really cool things that usually connect to our lives and allow us to take that scripture and to make it help us form our lives and shape our lives and help God shape our lives as well. So before we begin to get into this passage in Matthew and how it directly applies to our life, I want to help us understand it better. Now I'm going to say some names, and I want you to tell me the first thing that comes to your mind, assuming that it's okay to say in public. All right? So I'm going to say a name, and I want you to shout out the first thing that comes to mind, assuming it's okay to say in public, all right? See, I know some of you. Terry. Anyway. All right, here we go. George Washington. First president. I heard something else. Okay, all right. Abe Lincoln. Okay. All right, awesome. Isaac Newton. No, he's not a president. Yes. Oh, apple falling from the tree. Oh, what did he discover there? He He's the one that created gravity, right? Oh, wait, no, it's he discovered gravity. That's what it was. All right, Albert Einstein. Interesting. Okay. Mother Teresa. Adolf Hitler. John F. Kennedy. Did you say youngest president? Second now, right? Oh, I see. You qualified that, didn't you? Elected. Smart kid up here. All right.